One of the expressions that we have in Arabic is to be like soil, okay. Turab. Turab means soil. Yeah. What is the quality of soil?
Growth.
Soil always is on the lowest level. You cannot, you know, put the soil in the air.
I see.
Soil goes down.
On the floor, yeah.
And everyone puts his feet on the soil.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone, therefore, is comfortable with soil. Rumi has a beautiful poem. He says, if a king attacks another country, who would be the first targets? And if they manage to conquer, who would be the first people to get rid of? Any person who is outstanding. Mm. Any person who has a position that can be challenging the king or the new, you know, ruler who is going to that country. So they will get rid of the other king, prime minister, ministers, commanders.
Mm.
But if someone is a poor and beggar,
It's not priority.
Actually, they will raise them. Not only they don't damage them, they will raise them because these are the people that in that regime become like this.
I see.
So Rumi says this is our example. In society, when people see arrogant people, everyone wants to get rid of them. If you are working in an office and one of the colleagues is very arrogant, no one is happy. No one is comfortable.
Yeah.
And if they can do something to get rid of him or send him to another place, they will do it.
Yeah.
But if they see in another office, another department, there is a very humble person. Everyone says, you know, how can we bring him to our office?
Mm.
Because it's like soil. Everyone loves soil, and they know soil is not going to be a challenge. A soil is never going to become a stone that would hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah? Or injure you. Can anyone injure you with soil?
No.
So, real humbleness is a quality that makes your heart very soft, gives room in your heart to other people, and therefore you become a considerate person. Arrogance makes you forget other people's needs, other people's interests. You think you are the only person who matters, but humbleness makes you understand that every person is important, every object is important. And you try to be very polite and respectful, even to the objects that you use.
Mm.
It's a very important concept.
Sheikhna, in this society, being humble is a very relative kind of term. And the definition of humbleness, I think, is dependent on who you are, how you see it. I think in this society as well, we play a lot of importance, or the society in general plays importance on, like you said, status and the ones in poverty and the ones who are rich. And it becomes a very material society where we like to have flashy cars and nice clothes and a big house. Now, where does one draw the line? Where does someone become extravagant as opposed to maybe just living within their means?
Yeah, unfortunately, actually, in some ethical systems, humbleness is not receiving enough attention.
Okay.
You know, for religious people, it's much easier to understand the significance of humbleness. But some people who are not following religious outlook and they don't have God, for them to understand the significance of humbleness is very difficult, but still it's possible in some forms of spiritualities, which are secular, but not everyone.
Okay.
So, the focus on success is good. The focus on having a status, position, achievement, to flourish, to excel is good. But it has to be done in the way that would not lead to arrogance.
I see.
It should be done in the way that it leads to humbleness.
Okay.
Because people, unfortunately, make mistakes. They think in order to become excellent, in order to become successful, they need to forget humbleness and push themselves to the position that they don't have.
Okay.
Or yeah. bring other people down. Or tell everyone what you have achieved, you know, with pride. Or drive a car which is very expensive, or have jewelry, you know, and watch which is very expensive, you know, clothes which is very expensive. Say people that, you know, I send my child, you know, for example, to a very expensive school or college.
Yeah.
This actually is arrogance. And this shows that this person suffers from self-esteem.
I see.
It is opposite to what some people think.
Interesting.
If you have self-esteem, you don't need to say you are good by showing your car or jewelry.
Oh, I see.
You are to be the most valuable thing, not what you carry or what you drive.
Yeah.
And this is something that people should judge. You cannot even, you know, show yourself as, yeah. look at my achievements, look at my akhlaq. No. Let people see in you the value.
Yeah.
And this is then the beautiful connection between humbleness and respect. You know, we have hadith. Man tawadha lillah rafa'ahu Allah. If you are trying to be humble for the sake of God, not for the sake of, you know, being praised by people, you genuinely try to be humble, Allah will elevate you. Allah will raise you. Okay? So let us all try to achieve that humbleness inside and gain something valuable inside.
But Sheikh, like you said, I mean, in this society, people link humbleness to low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there are viewers who are perhaps thinking, well, can I be humble and confident at the same
exactly.
time? Let's say, for example, I have a job interview.
Yeah.
Or I have to public speak, or I have to be a teacher and teach a class. Some may argue that to be humble, you wouldn't want to put yourself out there. You wouldn't want to be in a public position, perhaps. Can one be humble and confident at the same time, or is there a clash, contradiction?
Exactly, yes. Actually, I believe real confidence comes with humbleness.
Okay. So they complement each other.
Yes. But okay. if someone is arrogant, he may look like confident.
Okay.
But he is not confident. Those who are arrogant, actually they feel not secure.
Yeah.
And because they don't have that self-esteem, they don't have that self-regard, they feel they lack, then they want to do something extra to hide that.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
For example, if I am a very fearful person, okay, and I am always worried, then I may carry lots of knives and, you know, guns with me to give you the impression that I am always ready for fighting. But indeed, it means I am a fearful person.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to hide that with carrying knives and this.
Yeah. Yeah.
A person who is brave doesn't need to say I am brave. You can see bravery in him. A person who is knowledgeable doesn't need to tell you he is knowledgeable. When you listen to him, you realize he's knowledgeable.
I see.
But the person who says, you know, I am the most knowledgeable person, you realize that he is not. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, in Farsi we say مشک آن است که خود ببوید نه آن است که عطار بگوید. If you want to buy misk, no, in Farsi we say, you know, mushk, it should have fragrance, beautiful fragrance. So it should tell you that I am misk.
Yes.
Not that the perfume seller said, this is very good, it smells well. It's not enough for me that the seller says it smells well. I have to smell.
Be the judge yourself.
Yeah? So those who are humble, they don't need to show off. They don't need to gain significance from external things.
Mm.
Those who are humble, actually, you are attracted to them because of their humbleness.
Yes.
So it's very actually sad that people think in order to be accepted to get job or whatever, they should not be humble. No, we say you have to be humble, but at the same time, confident.
You can be both at the same time.
You can be both. And okay. Actually, this is the best way to have confidence, to be humble. You can be very successful. You can be very organized. You can be very brave, but at the same time being humble. Because humbleness is not only between you and people. Humbleness is between you and God. If you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humble, with the creation of Allah you are humble, with other people you are humble, then you become strong.
Okay.
So your humbleness would improve your relation with God and with everyone. And definitely would be successful.
Sheikh, having humility or being humble in all aspects of our life is of course very important. I think many people would also say that not just in jobs or in social circles, but particularly within marriage, when you join two lives and you become one unit as spouses and you live together and you have children and a family together, that times can be sometimes very difficult. You can have difference of opinion, and that one should be humble in these situations as well as being patient and so on. How important is it within marriage itself to have humility and humbleness?
Yes. Actually, marriage cannot work without humbleness. Because if you are arrogant, then you become selfish. Because you say, I am more important, and I want everything for myself.
Hmm.
You think you are very special, and everyone should serve you. So this is going to make marriage into big trouble. But if you are humble, means you don't see that you deserve more than the other party.
Mm.
Either you try to give the other party more, or at least equal. You will be concerned with your comfort and the other party's comfort, your prosperity and the other person's party's prosperity.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So humbleness brings fairness, brings consideration. But I can say it can go even further. If you manage to see the other party first, if you're humble,
yes,
and then yourself, give preference to the other party. When someone is married, should change mentality of singles.
I see.
When you marry, you have to tell yourself, from today, I enjoy from a delicious food in two ways. One way is my old way, one is new way.
I see.
The old way was when I eat a delicious food, I enjoy. The new way is when my husband or wife eats delicious food, I enjoy.
Oh, I see. Hmm.
So, if we both have delicious food to eat, I get double pleasure.
Because you care for them and you want the best for them.
And if we have shortage,
yeah,
I prefer that other part of me has the food, and I will get more pleasure than I eat and the other person doesn't have. If we have to do something, if it is difficult, I do it. If it's enjoyable, he or she would do it.
I see.
If one of us has to remain to look after, for example, family or business or child, whatever.
Yeah.
I offer, I stay, you go. You want to visit your parents. I want to visit my parents, but you go. Okay? So, if we are humble, first we become fair, and give equal treatment to both sides. But if you are more humble, you would realize that that person deserves more. But without suffering. If you suffer, it still means you see something here, you know, special, the problem.
Yeah.
Humble people don't suffer. This is very important. You know, those who are not humble, they think humble people suffer. Because they see people equal to them, you know, they don't want, you know, to be special. But actually, humble people don't suffer. They enjoy. When they see anyone get success, they enjoy. Anyone is promoted, they enjoy. They don't see this as a challenge to them. So we need, for a successful marriage, to gain this fairness and humbleness.
Sheikhna, just as a final question, we talked about marriage, how working together will bring that fairness and that humbleness, but also build love together. But it's mentioned, of course, that Allah will test the believers according to, you know, their piety and their situations. How can we correlate humbleness and the tribulations and the tests Allah gives us, and how can we kind of build ourselves to be humble people through these tests that God gives us?
Yes. Unfortunately, many times we human beings take things for granted. When we have always had something, we think this is ours and it's going to remain always for us. When you lose, you realize that in the first place it was not yours. If it was yours, you could have saved it.
Yes.
So you realize it was not yours. It was just amana.
Okay.
So if we never have any death, we think all people are going to be remain for us forever. But death makes you humble by giving you a lesson that you don't own people.
I see.
You become ill, you realize you don't own health. You become poor, you don't own rich. You lose your job, even if you are very qualified, you work hard, but it still happens, you lose your job. You realize that it was not you.
It's not in our hands, yeah.
Okay. So, when we have a tragedy, this tragedy helps us getting rid of arrogance.
Okay.
Makes our heart soft. And you know, softness and humbleness, as I said, are very much related, like, you know, soil.
Yes.
So it makes your heart soft, and then you can review your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relation with people. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relation improves, because now you start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have. And for what you have lost, you will be thankful that at least before that you had it. Yeah? If I lose my child, okay, it's sad, but at least I should be thankful that I had that child in the first place, that now I am losing. Okay? If I lose my parents, God forbids, it's sad, but I should be thankful that, alhamdulillah, I had them for many years with me.
Yes.
I didn't lose them before birth, for example. So, your relation with Allah would change into a relation of gratitude, which is very good. Gratitude of a person who is suffering.
I see. Okay.
Allahumma laka alhamdu hamda shakirina laka ala musabihim. But also, your relation with people. Because now, when you look at people, you don't take them for granted. If na'uzu billah, God forbid, I lose one of my child or my parents, then I should appreciate those that I have more.
I see. Okay.
Yeah? If I have problem in one aspect of health, then there are 99 other aspects of the health that I have them, and I should be grateful.
Yeah.
So it changes your life into a life which is filled with appreciation. Appreciation of whatever is available. A mu'min, when he's faced with suffering, would become more grateful, more appreciative, and therefore more successful. Because give everything 100% attention and appreciation. But those who take things for granted, they think they are the only people who matter. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَتْقَى and ra'ahu staghna. As soon as human beings see that they have no need, then they may become inordinate. So tragedies save you from becoming inordinate, from becoming ta'ghut, like Fir'aun, that became inordinate. So there is great benefit that we may take, if we are careful, from suffering, from problems, from difficulties, from challenges.
Sheikh, thank you for your time, and thank you to the viewers for watching. We pray, inshallah, that we can build a community of humility and humbleness, inshallah. And inshallah we can continue to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.